Okay, today we're going to begin the ninth parak of Masech HaShavis. It's going to be Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, but we're holding on Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph at the bottom of the page, at the beginning of the parak. We're going to discuss different halachos that are derived from psukim that were not said as tzivuyim for dinim, but it's psukim that came up in other contexts, and the chachamim associated dinim with these psukim. So since the Tana wants to tell us how I know that we have to wash a milah on the third day, that even if the third day falls on Shabbos, you got to bathe the baby, and that's derived from pasuk by the Melchama of Shimon and Levi with the Anshei Shechem. So the Tana is going to tell us all the other dinim in this parak. So it'll be an interesting potpourri of halachos that aren't really related to each other, but are just about the idea that there are certain halachos related to what seem like non-halachic psukim. So the Mishnah brings the drash of Rabbi Kiva about Tumas Avodah Zarah. I'm Rabbi Kiva. How do I know that Avodah Zarah is metame, a person who carries the Avodah Zarah, even if he doesn't touch the Avodah Zarah, just like Anida is metame, that which carries her, even though the person who's carrying her may not be touching her. If you hold the Avodah Zarah in a bag, you're going to be tame. Shenemar, because the pasuk by the Nevu of Yeshaya Ta'am Yisrael, after they're punished for following Avodah Zarah, is the pasuk says, Tizram Kamodava Tsei Tomarlo, that all of Am Yisrael should throw their statues and will be disgusting their eyes, like a Nida is Ma'us on her husband. And they'll say, Tsei Achutza, get out of here. So we learn from the Lashon of the pasuk that we compare Avodah Zarah to Nida. So Ma Nida Metame B'masa. Avodah Zarah Metame B'masa. So just like we know, a Nida is Metame B'masa, Avodah Zarah is also Tame b'masa. So Gemara brings a Mishnah. Now we have Machlokas Chum and Rabbi Kiva about Tumas Avodah Zarah. Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah. Mishaya Beis or Samach Avodah Zarah. A person who one of the walls of his house is also the wall of a Beis Avodah Zarah, meaning it's an adjacent wall between his house, it's like an attached house between him and the church for Avodah Zarah. V'nafal, and the wall falls down. So Asur Levnosa, the Balabais, is not allowed to go and rebuild it, because it turns out he's building a wall for a base Avodah Zarah, and he's being Mahana the Avodah Zarah. So Ketad Yasa, what should he do? Konis L'Tok Shelo Arba Amos, he should go 4 Amos into his own property, Ubona, and then build a new wall over there. Hayashalo V'Shal Avodah Zarah, if the wall belongs to both him and the Avodah Zarah, the wall was built B'Shutfus on a spot where they both own, so half of the wall belonged to him and half of the wall belonged to Avodah Zarah. Neither Mechzal Mechzal, we view the space where the wall took up as belonging half to the Jew and half to the Beis Avodah Zarah. And when the Jew goes 4 Amos into his own property in order to build the new wall, he counts out half of the space of the wall within his 4 Amos meaning he measures from the halfway point of the wall. He measures those 4 Amos from the halfway point of the wall. Avana Veitzav Afarav Mitam Kasheretz, and all of the raw materials of that wall that have fallen, the rocks and the wood and the offer, it's all metame like a sheretz. Shneimer shaketz tishaktzenu, because the pasuk describes Avodah Zarah b'lashon shaketz tishaktzenu, which is exact lashon that we used to describe shrotzim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that those stones and the wood, the raw materials of that wall, are metame like kanida. Shneimer tizram kamodava. So manida metame b'masa, Avodah Zarah metame masa. That's an even more severe form of tumah. It's metame even b'masa. So Gemara explains the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva darshan that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. Amar Rabba, so Rabba comments, when we make this comparison to a nida to be machmir with tumas Avodah Zarah, and not to say that it's just like a sheretz, so tizarim de amar kra nakrinu minach kizar tzei tomar lo hikones al tomar lo. That we learn the lashon of tizarim kmodava, that the pasuk says by Avodah Zarah, sounds like it's telling me nakrinu minach kizar, that it should be like an el zar, it should be like a foreign god, and that's what it says. Tzei tomar lo, tell the Avodah Zarah to get out of here. Whereas to say hikones al tomar lo, to say that it can enter, you do not say to it. V'yamar Rabba b'masa de kuli amal lo pliki de matama. When it comes to tumas masa, both Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim agree that it's matame tumas masa. The ha'iskash lenida, because the Torah does compare it the avodah zara to anida. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is be'evin masama. If you have a stone that's placed on kelim in a way that it's that someone who sits on it does not move the kelim that's under the stone, and you put an avodah zara on that stone, that's where Rabbi Akiva savar kanida, that the avodah zara is matame like anida, because it says tizar mekimodava, so we compare avodah zara to anida, and therefore manida matama be'evin masama, just like anida that sits on the stone on the evin masama is matame the kelim that are under the evin, af avodah zara matame be'evin masama. Avodah Zarah has the same capacity to be metame for Rabbanan Savri and the Chum hold. No, kasheret, so the Avodah Zarah is metame like a sheret. Ma sheret lo metame bevin mesama, just like a sheret is not metame bevin mesama, af Avodah Zarah lo metame bevin mesama. So I asked the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, lamai hilchse iskash le sheret, why, according to Rabbi Akiva, if in every way Avodah Zarah is like a nida, why do we compare it to a sheret? Why does the Pasuk compare it to a sheret? Limisham sheha, from a shamshe Avodah Zarah, that are not metame bemasa, nor be'evin mesama, they're only metame b'maga like a sheretz. Ul Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that avodah zarah is not metame be'evin mesama because it is compared to a sheretz. L'may hilchse iskash l'nida. L'gabe what halacha do we link avodah zarah to nida? So l'masa, as far as tumas masa, just like nida is metame, that which carries it, avodah zarah is metame, that which carries it. So we could ask, well, why does the pasuk have to compare avodah zarah to nida and to sheretz to learn from both hakeshim that avodah zarah is metame b'masa, but not metame b'evin mesama? Why not v'luk shrachmana l'nevela? Meaning there is another form of tumah that meets all of those criteria. That's metame b'masa, but it's not metame b'evin mesama, and that's tumas nevela. We should have been makashit to nevela. Says Mar Enochinami, you're right. If the limud from nida was only for to be metame b'masa, so then we could have derived the same thing from a hakesh to nevela. And since according to the chamim, avodah zarah is hukash to both sheretz and nida, so it has to be that we can only that the limud from nida should not only be about tumas masa. Ella manida ena le'evarin, af avodah zarah ena le'evarin. There's another din that we learn from the hekesh to the nida, that just like if an aver from a nida falls, it's metame ba'ol b'masa, like an aver minachai, but it's not metame bevin mesama. It's no longer a din of a nida. Nida's finger falls off. It's no longer metame bevin mesama. So to avodah zarah that is made of pieces and one piece of it falls off, that piece is not metame midin. Avodah zarah ve'elahad debayi Rav Chama bar Gurya avodah zarah yeshna levarin ohena levarin tifshat lemeha de'arban ena levarin. So that should therefore be a raya to the age-old question of whether avodah zarah is mitame levarin or not, and the answer should be no. So Rav Chama bar Gurya alibit Rabbi Kiva bayila. You're right, according to the Chama, that's true. Rav Chama bar Gurya's whole shaila was only within Shitas Rabbi Kiva, who learns from Nida that avodah zarah is mitame bevin mesama, and therefore Nida is in fact the best comparison for avodah zarah, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara brings a second shita as far as explaining the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chabim. Rabbi Lazar Amar be'evin mesama dekuliam lo pligi de lo metama. Both Rabbi Akiva and the Chabim agree that it's not metame be'evin mesama, that avodah zarah is not metame be'evin mesama. Ki pligi b'masa, the whole machlokas is about tumas masa. Rabbi Akiva savar kenida ma nida metame masa af avodah zarah metame b'masa. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's just like a nida, and therefore just like a nida is metame tumas masa, avodah zarah is as well. Rabbanan savri kisheret, masheret lo metame masa, avodah zarah lo metame masa. And the Chachamim say that no, tumas avodah zarah is like tumas sheret, and therefore not metame b'masa. Rabbi Akiva lemay hilchse iskash l'sheret. Well, if Rabbi Akiva holds that avodah zarah is metame b'masa like a nida, then why does the Torah make a hekish to link avodah zarah to a sheret? L'misham sheha, for the misham sheh avodah zarah, that the misham sheh avodah zarah not like a nida, that they are like a sheret. V'rabbanan l'mayilchse iskish l'nida, and the gabe what halacha did the Rabbanan compare avodah zarah to a nida, well, ma nida ein alei evarim, af avodah zarah ein alei evarim. Just like a nida, if a limb falls off of a nida, it's no longer metameh like a nida, so to avodah zarah is not metameh, if a piece of an avodah zarah falls off, it's not metameh like avodah zarah. Rabbi Akiva, and why does Rabbi Akiva link, why does Rabbi Akiva think the Torah needs to link avodah zarah to nida? Lemasa, to tell me that there's such a thing as tumas masa. Well, that's all you need. Look, shele nevela. Why don't you just compare it to nevela, which is also metame b'masa? Einachinami. You're right. For that alone, we could have compared it to nevela. El manida inaleivar naf avod zara inaleivar. But if Dafka wanted to link avod zara to nida to tell me the din that it doesn't apply leivarim. Elahad debay Rav Chama bar Guri avod zara yesh leivar me inaleivarim tivshol lemeha bein rabban bein Rabbi Kiva de inaleivarim. But now we should certainly answer the age-old question that Rav Chama bar Guri had asked, whether avodah zarah, that a piece of it falls off, whether that's metame like avodah zarah or not. So now we should say, both according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not metame le'evarim, that an evar that's separated from the actual avodah zarah is not metame like the avodah zarah itself, because that's what we learn from the hekesh of avodah zarah to nida. So the Gemara answers, according to Rabbi Lazar, you're right, both the Chama and Rabbi Kiva, there will be no suffix about that. Rav Chama bar Guria, kiraba masni ubayla libid Rabbi Kiva. Rav Chama bar Guria must have learnt the machlokas between the Chama and Rabbi Akiva like Rabba, that the machlokas was about whether it's metame bevin mesama, whether avodah zarah is metame bevin mesama, and therefore, if you learn the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chama like Rabba, there's room to ask aliba de Rabbi Akiva within the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who learns from Nida that avodah zarah is metame bevin mesama, whether lishita so, we could also learn that avodah zarah is not metame leivarim, or the hekesh to Nida is only lechumra v'lo lekula, and you cannot learn anything about being metame leivarim. So that's the limitation of that shaila. So we're going to leave it right there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Meisvei on Pei Gimel Amida Aleph.